It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The best moment at Coachella over the weekend happened with country singer Kacey Musgraves. And this was just so viral and so hilarious. I think I watched it like 90 times because I laughed so hard. She was like teasing her audience at Coachella. She did like a basic call and answer. So like, when I say this, you say this. And they just completely failed. And it's just the funniest thing that happened over the weekend.
When I say it, you say ha. I didn't say f***ing you.
Oh, wow. Okay, Kacey. Calm down.
Justin Timberlake may have announced his retirement after his show in Connecticut. At the end of his concert for his Man of the Woods tour over the weekend, he was caught on video saying, "I appreciate you so much, Connecticut. I just need to soak this in because I'm probably never going to do this again." No one really knows what that's supposed to mean, but his wife, Jessica Biel, posted a series of videos on her Instagram page saying how proud she is of him and all he's accomplished.
"I would say that I'm so proud of you, but I feel like that's the understatement of the century. And that somehow that I take ownership to what you've done this past year and a half. I just am in absolute awe of you every night to see you up there in your glory, doing what you were put on this earth to do. You inspire me. You inspire Silas. You inspire everyone around you, all of your fans, all of your friends and family, to work as hard and as with so much passion as you do. You are truly a sight to behold."
Model Naomi Campbell has reportedly ended her rumored four-month fling with Liam Payne. The 48-year-old supermodel is claimed to have gotten bored of the 25-year-old singer and decided to let things fizzle out. However, Naomi and Liam are reportedly going to stay friends and that there are no hard feelings between the pair. A source told The Mirror that Liam and Naomi had a lot of fun together. They get on well and had a laugh, but it just wasn't meant to be. They said that he was always the more keen, slightly needy one, and as far as she was concerned, they were never officially an item anyway, and it's always been very casual. And Aaron Carter is saying that now he might be finally ready to tell his truth about what happened between him and Michael Jackson when he was younger.
"In regards to that situation, I actually have my own experience that happened with Michael, so I'm going to be talking about that in the future.
Like abuse?
You're just going to have to find out when I talk about it.
Well, that's a tease.
Yeah, he said that he's going to write a book, and it's going to be included in there. Coming up in less than an hour, huge Justin Bieber news.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.